Time now for the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com.
Nicely done.
Very, very
Ron,
nice.
That was the voiceover thing you did last week. It's awesome.
Trying to speed it up to make it, to squeeze it in there. I almost made it.
It was good. It was good. It was really good.
Getting there. Getting
Absolutely.
There.
Oh, yeah.
Cool. So, I think after you guys left in the third hour, someone called. They were having problems with their wanting to know how to clean the tile floor. And so then we start talking about steamers and being able to steam clean the grout and the tile. Is that a good way to handle that? And what other floors? Can we use that on our wood floors?
Well, actually, Ron, we wanted to talk about the steam cleaners today for sure, because everybody's pulling
How did that happen?
Everybody's pulling those things out to try and clean for, you know, Easter, because Easter's coming up tomorrow and everything else.
Yeah.
So they pull out these things, and, you know, for a tile floor, it's not horrible. You know, it'll work for a tile floor.
Uh-huh.
Do not use it on anything that's fibrous, like wood floors, laminates, anything like that, because it's not good news. You know, water and wood don't mix. You know, I have a real good example. I actually went out to see a client. It's almost 6 months ago, and we had put in her floor about 4 or 5 years ago, and she said, "Oh yeah, my laminate floors, I've got some issues with it." I went out there and I looked at it, and it was like the hills of Chicago. I said, "Well, what are you using to clean this?" "Oh, it's a steam cleaner. They say it's great. They're infusing hot moisture right into the floor, and that just causes a lot of damage." Mm-hmm. So we like it when clients that we haven't worked with before use it.
Mm-hmm.
But once we start, it's good for business.
We need it in the nicest possible way.
Absolutely.
So wrong.
So if you haven't used Mr. Floor, go ahead and use a steam cleaner on your wood floors. But then once you've done that, call Mr. Floor.
Right.
To have it fixed.
Right, exactly.
That's what you're saying.
That's exactly what we're saying, right, Aaron?
No, I don't think that's what we're saying. I think that if you're listening to the show, we want to try to prevent this.
Oh, okay.
It's a public service announcement, really.
Okay,
PSA. Right. Yeah, but there's all these examples. So Aaron has a situation he's trying to help a client with from 6 months ago. I've got one 2 weeks ago, a client called, also an old client of ours. We actually just refinished her existing wood floors. And so, and we did this about maybe 4 or 5 months ago. She called 2 weeks ago. "You know, I've got some discoloration on my floors. I don't know what's going on." So I go out there to look at it. And sure enough, in between all the planks, black lines. And I said, "What is going on?" I said, "Did you have a leak? Did you have a flood? What's going on?" She's like, "No, I've had nothing." I said, and so we started talking about maintenance. I said, "What are you doing?" She said, "Well, I'm using this steam cleaner." And I said, "Well, can I see it?" And so I look at it, and sure enough, it's a steam cleaner. This thing is injecting hot steam at 140 degrees into that wood floor.
Uh-huh.
She is literally rotting her wood floors because that water and moisture gets infused in between the planks. If there's a little tiny opening anywhere, that steam gets in there, and then it causes expansion and swelling and major delamination issues. So she's got literally black lines, you know, between her floor planks. And she's like, "What do I do?" I said, "Well, immediately, you know, you have to stop, you know, doing this nonsense."
Right.
And she's like, "Well, on the box, it says it's safe for wood floors." So I can't believe that. But
that's what you guys put on there, right? You went to all the manufacturers and stamped on there, "Great for wood floors."
Yeah, not quite. But I mean, honestly, I mean, it's really very, very odd. But so it's a great way to disinfect. I get it. You know, hot steam, kill the bacteria, all that kind of thing. But not on a wood floor, certainly not on a laminate floor, like Aaron was just saying. Problems.
But on a tile floor, that's going to get into the grout. It's going to help lift that dirt out
of it. Correct.
And it's going to help clean
it. It's going to sanitize it really well. I mean, absolutely, for a tile floor, it's absolutely fine.
But we also have our tile and grout cleaner. At MrFloor.com, people can read up on it. It's really great. You spritz it right onto the tile, the grout. If there's any dirt or debris or anything that's kind of ground into the grout, you spritz it on. You let it sit. You then can agitate it a little bit,
mm-hmm.
and then wipe it right off. We can typically cut through a lot of that stuff, and those steam cleaners are great in conjunction with a good cleaning product.
So what about like a marble floor or granite floors? You know, they're natural stones.
Right.
Are they going to cause problems with those?
It's a bit of a concern because natural stones will all have a sealant on them. And at such a high temperature, I would be concerned with, you know, are we breaking down that sealer or are we discoloring that sealer? You know, some of them, you know, really can only handle up to certain temperature. So with a glazed porcelain, a ceramic tile, no concern at all. I'm perfectly fine recommending a steam cleaner for that. Natural stone, slate, marble, granite, those sorts of things, I would be a little bit cautious with.
Okay.
Well, yeah, especially if you don't know what's in your water. I mean, a lot. You don't know the iron content of a natural stone, and if you add too much water to it, you can literally get the stone to rust. So you'll change the color by adding water to natural stone.
Yeah, right. So the pH balance, you're absolutely right, Rich. The pH balance changes. The alkalinity changes. Mm-hmm. Not to get overly technical, but yes. So we're dealing with a bit of chemistry here, and we don't want to start, you know, going down that road, because if you break down or discolor the sealant, then what?
Right.
Now you're
right.
Having to regrind, repolish all of your stone. You know, it's best just to use a pH balanced cleaning system, like, you know, all the products that we offer.
At MrFloor.com.
At MrFloor.com, Rob.
And if you say, what, Robbie? What's the code word?
Robbie.
Well, no, yeah, but what's the code word?
No, I am Robbie.
Yeah, I know. What's the code word if you want to get a discount at MrFloor.com?
Let's ask Mr. Floors.
Plural.
Yes.
What's the code?
I think it's Robbie.
That's me.
Oh.
Hey.
Oh.
That's me.
Who knew?
That's me.
Oh, okay. Hey.
And you'll get a discount.
Absolutely.
I have to tell you, Robbie, your name is becoming very popular at Mr. Floor because people are calling in with that. They're going online and using that coupon code.
Yep.
It's really becoming something. I just want you to know that.
Really?
And yes. until the end of the month, you're going to get 10% off if you say Mighty 500 too.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's good for all, not only just cleaning products, but all the flooring services that we offer. So that's a big deal too.
Maybe Rob Insulation. And I need to go to your office and do, like, you know, a meet and greet.
Anytime.
Yeah, you can come in there any Friday when Aaron's there. I'm sure he'd be more than happy to have somebody to talk to.
We can make it happy. You know, we know people, so, you know.
You know,
I can assure you all she's leading towards is free donuts
food.
Or sandwiches.
Free food.
Yeah, that's all she wants.
Very nice.
I know Robbie. Just bring in some food.
Yep.
Yeah.
Get some sandwiches. She'll be there.
Oh,
that's not wrong.
I don't
Thank
think
you.
So.
It's not wrong. It's not wrong.
Nothing wrong with it. So steam cleaners.
Yeah.
Back to the steam cleaner conversation. You know, it is Easter holiday weekend. People are cleaning. You know, we just wanted to make sure that we thought it was an appropriate topic to bring up because we don't want anyone really ruining their floors. I mean, all joking aside, you know, it's a serious issue. There's a time and a place to use these steamers. And if you have a wood or a laminate floor, we just do not recommend that you do that.
Right.
What about the vinyls? Are those going to expand and contract too much from the heat suddenly like that, that would cause problems? Or is the vinyl going to hold up to that?
I don't think so. I mean, a lot of the newer vinyls, like the LVTs and the LVPs, you know, luxury vinyl tiles and planks, those are a little bit different types of vinyls. I mean, you know, those are designed for a little bit more, you know, say abuse or use.
They're more forgiving?
A little bit more forgiving. So I would be a little bit more concerned, like, on an old VCT. But the newer products,
VCT,
vinyl composition tile.
Don't use big words.
Okay.
He didn't. That's why he used
commercial tile.
That's the one in all the schools, the gray and white speckled ones that you see everywhere.
Or blue or green.
Yeah.
Right.
Those,
all the fun colors.
Yeah. Yeah.
And a lot of times they're all together
in one room.
Exactly.
Yeah. So I think Ron, you know, it's probably going to be okay on a newer vinyl or luxury vinyl tile plank. But again, I mean, you really have to be careful. And we always recommend testing whatever you're going to do. Test it in an area, you know, test it in the closet, test it off to the side, but, you know, in a corner somewhere. Just make sure it's not causing any issues for you.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Because you don't know what that quality of that LVP or LVT is. So, I mean, if you get something really, really thin, you may still have issues.
Right. So try it underneath the couch first.
Yeah, or under the rug or, you know, in the closet. You know, so somewhere where, you know, if it doesn't work, you're not doing it in the middle of your room, and then you have to, you know, live with it.
Okay, so if you've got a lot of stains on your wood floor, how are we going to get it up if we can't use some good elbow grease or a good steam cleaner? How are we getting those stains or cleaning that floor good enough?
So I guess it depends on what type of stain you're talking about. So we get calls all the time. I've got stains. I've got spots. You know, so we'll come out and is it like a shoe mark or is it a plant or a planter that was sitting on the floor for 12 years and it was being watered twice a week. And now they decided to move the planter and it's rotted the wood underneath because it was leaking for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those sorts of things are obviously an extreme scenario. But typical basic contaminants, shoe marks, things that maybe, you know, have been spilled, maybe sticky spots on the floor from juice and wine, you know, those sorts of things. Our cleaning products are specifically designed to very, very carefully and gently cut through that and just remove it. Because we're going to be able to change that surface tension. We're going to be able to cut through it without causing damage and then lift it and it's done.
Huh.
So from that perspective, you don't really need anything else.
So I don't need to go at the kitchen floor with a scrub brush anymore.
Typically not. No. I mean, you're going to cause, you know, more damage, I think, than more harm than good.
It's going to end up looking like by your chairs.
Yeah. Well, I know. I know. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Right. So you don't want to be too aggressive with your floors, because if you do, you're going to damage them and then you're going to be calling us to try and refinish them.
Right.
Yeah, and we do get that where, you know, there's an overzealous maybe cleaning person that is trying to do the homeowner kind of a favor, and he will grab a Brillo pad or something, you know, like a sponge with that rough side,
mm-hmm.
and then kind of go after a spot
with a Scotch-Brite pad. I've never done that.
Yeah.
Never have I
actually
done
had that. I had a client give me a call, and they had used a magic eraser.
Uh-huh.
And what ended up happening is it changed the actual sheen of the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and it was, I love magic erasers.
Oh, yeah, don't use them on your floors.
Or, like, if you have paint, you know, there's something.
Don't use them on your floors.
Yeah, for walls, it'll actually do a good job. But on floors, it almost does too good of a job, because it'll actually, as Aaron just said, it'll actually make it dull. And then you'll see the dull spot, and now you've sort of exchanged one problem for another. The spot is gone, mm-hmm. but now the finish is dull right there. And it sticks out like a sore thumb.
We just got to do more of the floor.
Right. Well, it was a very, very large home, and they had just had the floors refinished, and her son had dripped something, and that's what she decided to use. So
nice.
That was not mm-hmm. a good thing.
That was the Mr. Floor Tip of the Week. For over 29 years, Mr. Floor has provided Chicago, the North Shore, and suburban homeowners and businesses with the finest hardwood flooring, installation, refinishing, and repair. Learn more at MrFloor.com. We'll be back right after this. Thanks, guys.
Have a great weekend.
All right.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks.
This is Mighty House. Mighty House will return.